Hormones. What are those things? What are they for? What do they do inside the body? And as a fitness professional, what do I need to know about them? And as a woman, I want to know, because as a woman, I'm constantly bombarded, as I'm sure you or the women in your life are, with information about hormones. So obviously when we're a teenager, we have major hormonal changes, both males and females. Women have major hormonal changes when we have babies. We have major hormonal changes at menopause. Men talk about hormones when it comes to muscle size, strength and athletic performance, human growth hormone, hormone and testosterone. And as a fitness professional, how does the hormonal system affect the skeletal system, the muscular system, the cardiovascular system, the respiratory system, the digestive system? What happens inside the body when it comes to hormones? Now, if you talk to an endocrinologist, the people who get really excited about hormones and study them at a very deep level, my good friend Albert Einstein comes to mind. He'll share with us that a genius will take something really complicated and make it really easy to understand, and that someone who's got a really big ego will take something very simple and make it very difficult to understand by using big words and stuff that nobody else can understand because it makes them look amazing. Well, may you find an endocrinologist, an expert in the hormonal system, who's also a genius that can explain things really simply. So at my house, I'm very privileged because, yes, I have a health scientist that came in who doesn't just study the hormonal system but all the other systems of the body. And obviously we have access to some very clever people in the area of hormones. So what do I actually need to know? Well, I want to know because I want to know what's going on inside my body, don't you? Don't you ever wonder what's happening when I'm exercising or when I eat food? Where does it go and how does it burn off and what happens? I like to know what's going on inside my body. But as a fitness professional, and when your clients ask you about hormonal responses in regards to weight loss, weight gain, menopause, etc., what do you say? Now, I'm no expert in any of those areas, and I'm not going to pretend to be. What I do want to know is what happens when I'm fit and strong. And probably the reverse question is better. When I'm fit and strong, what actually causes that to happen? So to get fit, I need to puff and get pressure through my cardiovascular system and my respiratory system, which then means I get fitter. So then all of my body systems, literally my blood, oxygen, nutrients, pump through my body and I am capable of doing things better. I have better hair, better skin, better nails, a better immune system so I don't get sick. So obviously the respiratory system, the cardiovascular system are really important as a fitness professional. That's also obviously where fat loss happens or where we burn up calories, burn up energy. So if I'm fit, I'm going to have a body that burns fat faster. I'm going to have a respiratory quotient. In other words, my body is going to be more delighted to burn fat rather than carbohydrate because I've only got a certain storage for carbohydrate. So those two systems are very exciting for fitness professionals. Then the skeletal and muscular system, when I overload my body, so when I lift really heavy and when I are using as many muscles as possible, so I'm overloading my muscular system and my skeletal system, I'll have strong bones and strong muscles, which means then I can be more active, which means I can then be more cardiovascularly fit because I can work harder when I do my huffy puffy exercise. So when all of that works together, what's the hormonal response and what do hormones have to do with that? And that's where it becomes really exciting. The biggest one for me is the hormonal response in your brain. So let's take the body out of it just for a minute. Why is it that when we exercise, doesn't matter how tired you are, how unenergetic you are, I just want to go to sleep. But when you exercise, you always feel more energetic. You always feel good. Let's take away the benefits of the physical part of the exercise program. The mental part is you'll always feel good. And there's obviously a reason for that, and that's a hormonal response. So when you lift heavy, and the heavier you lift and the more muscles you use, when you puff and the harder you puff and the more muscles you use, the higher the hormonal response for happy drugs pumping through your brain, happy hormones. So we're talking dopamine, serotonin, endorphins. So you will feel better, which is the interesting thing about when you hear about hormones, people often talk negatively. Oh, I'm fat because of my hormones, or I'm having a tough time because my hormones are out of balance. But interestingly, when you pump happy drugs through your brain, happy hormones, you feel better. So what if you decided then I'm going to exercise every day, if not multiple times throughout the day, so I can feel happy? Now that's called an addiction to exercise. But interestingly, all other addictions, whether it's cocaine or heroin or gambling, smoking, drinking, doesn't matter. They all produce the same hormonal response, which is endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin. Wow. The side effects of heroin and cocaine, a little bit more complicated than the side effects of exercise, which is that you have strong bones, strong muscles, great hair, great skin, great nails, and a better immune system so you don't get sick. So the connection there is quite mind-blowing, a no-brainer. When you exercise, you have a hormonal response of feeling fantastic. Now, if you take that a step further, all the challenges in your life, if you are injured, if you're sick, if you've got a disease, if you're anxious, if you're depressed, if you're going through menopause, if you've got challenges with your pregnancy, if you've got challenges at work, if you've got challenges with the wrong time of the month, as we say with women, is it possible that if you go out and exercise, pump happy drugs through your brain, that all of those things will be easier to deal with? You'll feel better about them. Often if we feel tired or if we're injured or if we're sick, we don't move. But when we move, we pump happy drugs through our brain. So is it possible that all of those things are much easier to handle if not only that we're fit, but that we actually go out and pump happy drugs through our brain, which is the beautiful thing about that is it doesn't take long. If you do a 10-second sprint, if you get out and go for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, that's all you need, and you'll be pumping a massive amount of happy drugs through your brain. So that's an awesome hormonal response. Now, when it comes to hormonal response from exercise physically. Obviously, when you lift heavy things, the heavier the better. When you use as many muscles as possible, so compound exercises, and when you push your body as hard as possible, so your heart rate goes up really high, there's a massive hormonal response. Now, there's always a hormonal response because your body, the hormones particularly for storing energy and releasing energy from the body, that's just the insulin. Insulin and catecholamines are responsible for opening the cell. Insulin is responsible for opening the cell to put the macronutrients into the cell. And your catecholamines are responsible for opening the cell so that the macronutrients can get out. Now, when you exercise, however, those responses just go through the roof. And that's where I get really excited. I love catecholamines. Again, noradrenaline, dopamine. When you exercise, your catecholamines open up the cells of the body to get the fat out of the fat cell, to get it into the bloodstream so that you can burn it off. And the higher the intensity of the exercise, the greater the hormonal response. Now, the other one that gets really exciting there is human growth hormone and testosterone. Now, as a woman, we often say, well, I don't want any of that in my body. Well, there's this really exciting thing to remember that men produce testosterone in their testes, in their testicles, and we don't have any of those. Now, there's an argument to say that there are some women who have, and I have often been accused of growing a pair. However, women don't have testicles, so our ability to produce testosterone is very limited. And yes, there's a small amount in our body. But the beautiful thing is that testosterone hormone, human growth hormone, both of those are responsible for keeping us young, keeping us lean, keeping us strong, keeping our muscles strong, and keeping our bones strong. And that's the stuff that you want pumping through your body. And the higher the intensity of the exercise, the more muscles being used, the greater the hormonal response. Now, if you ever thought that God was a man, this is a time to believe it, because that's why men are leaner, that's why men are stronger, that's why men have faster metabolisms, and that's why men burn fat a hell of a lot faster than women, because they've got greater levels of testosterone. Now, we don't, as women, we don't have large levels of testosterone, but we can certainly create more, pump more if we exercise really heavy and really hard, which is why lightweights for toning doesn't make any sense, because you're not overloading, not just not overloading your muscular and skeletal system, but you're not overloading your hormonal system. And if you've got testosterone in your body, you will be leaner, you will be stronger, you will burn fat faster, you'll have a faster metabolism. And the hormonal response from heavy, hard exercise is so far more effective than from doing lightweights or walking or easy exercise. So I get very excited when I exercise really hard and lift really heavy because I've got this amazing hormonal response. Now, the big one there, of course, is catecholamines, which open up the fat cell. They're the little gatekeepers that literally open the cell to get the fat out of the fat cell into the bloodstream so you can burn fat faster. So exercise hard, lift heavy to turn your body into a fat burning machine and to pump happy drugs through your brain. There's some pretty exciting hormonal responses inside your body. And I'll share again, if you are having challenges with your life, if your life is not going the way you want it to, there is the opportunity to go to the doctor and get an antidepressant, and most doctors will give you some. But the hormonal response, that happy drugs that pump through your brain when you exercise, are the same as the little packet of pills that the doctor gives you. But the side effects, the hormonal side effects of exercise are so exciting in comparison to the side effects of taking a chemical. So am I talking about a eradication or a prevention of depression and anxiety? I don't know. What I do know is that people that are fit and strong handle everything so much better. If you feel really crappy and then you go and do an exercise session, you'll feel so much better. Now, the problem might not have gone away and the disease is still there or the injury is still there, but you'll feel so much better and you'll be able to handle it so much better. So what a great thing to consider. We talk about, well, I've got an injury so I can't exercise. Usually the injury is in one part of your body, so you might have a sore leg or a sore shoulder or a sore back. There's still things that you can do to pump happy drugs through your brain. If you are diseased, if you've got a serious illness, there are still things that you can do to pump happy drugs through your brain, and it gives you the ability then to think clearer and to be able to handle that situation so much better. So rather than having our hormones control us, I'm fat because of my hormones, or I feel terrible because I've got a hormonal challenge, or I can't do that because my hormones are all out of whack, how about we take control of our own hormones and say, hey, I'm fit, I'm strong, I've got happy drugs pumping through my brain. And the interesting thing about all of that working together, if your skeletal system and muscular system are strong, if your cardiovascular system and respiratory system are fit, if you're putting great food into your body so your digestive system's working really well, in other words, you're pooing on a regular basis, all the junk's coming out and all the good stuff's going in, and I'll just invest a tiny bit of time on that. The hormone that we hear a lot about is insulin. Insulin is responsible for opening up the cells to put the macronutrients or what we eat into our body. So if you think about my body is a hose or a big tube, and if I put food into there, and it will all come out the other end unless hormones open up the cells to take the macronutrients or the nutrients out of your food and put it into your cells. So we often hear about insulin being a bad thing, or insulin spiking, or sugar spiking my insulin. Insulin is simply the hormone that opens the cell to put the energy or the food into your cells. So rather than think about it as a negative thing, let's think about it as a real positive thing. All food will spike your insulin because obviously you need it to do that, so that food doesn't just go through the tube, but actually the micronutrients, macronutrients, and the things that you need go into your body. Now, of course, if you've got sugar, for example, which is a big molecule. It's a big molecule. I'll say that again. So it causes damage to your tubes, to your veins, to your arteries, if it's running around in there and doesn't get put into your cells. So that's what insulin's for, is to make sure that the sugar, the big molecule that could cause damage to your veins, to your arteries, to your tubes, gets put into the cell really quickly. Now, that's when it comes to something like type 2 diabetes, why do we get type 2 diabetes? Yes, if you put too much of anything into your body, you're going to have an imbalance. If you put too much sugar into your body, big molecules, your body says, hey, I've got to get these sugar molecules out of the bloodstream, out of the tube, into the cell. And if there's too many, the poor old insulin gets a bit tired. It gets a bit overloaded. It says, hey, you're putting too much of that stuff in here, and we're really finding it very difficult to get it out of the bloodstream and into the cell. So now you've got these big molecules running around the tubes, running around the arteries, running around the veins, causing damage because they're big, they bump up against the arteries and they cause bumps and lumps and damage. And that's why when you get type 2 diabetes, you end up with, you get blind, you have amputation challenges, kidneys stop working because the nutrients, the blood, the oxygen, can't get through the veins, the tubes anymore because they're busted, broken, or damaged. And that comes from not being able to get the big sugar molecules out of the bloodstream and into your cell. Now, all of that's really simple. If you can get your body to use the food that you're putting in, and if you don't overload it with a whole stack of stuff. Now, it's not the sugar that's the challenge, it's the too much sugar that's the challenge. And of course, anything of too much is a challenge. If you eat too much fat, your body doesn't know what to do with it, so your fat cells get bigger. If you eat too much carbohydrate, your body can't deal with it. It says, oh, I don't know what to do with all this stuff. I only need 400, 500 grams. You're giving me too much. I have to turn it into fat. And the sugar, it's too hard to get into the cell, so it's going to keep running around your bloodstream and it's going to cause damage to your arteries and you end up with type 2 diabetes. All of that comes from too much. So how about from a hormonal response, we really consider being fit and healthy, being fit and strong, being fit and using up the calories that we put into our body because we're using them up, we're exercising, we're lifting heavy things, we're huffy puffing so that the food that we put into our body gets used. Yes, you'll get an insulin spike when you eat food. That's what insulin's for. Yes, you'll get a happy drug response when you exercise. That's what exercise is for, to make you feel good. So let's get positive about our hormones. Let's get negative about being unhealthy, unfit, and being weak. And let's make the choice. And it really is a choice. We get to choose whether we're fit, strong, and healthy. We get to choose.